Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive, you know, into the world of music.
Oh yeah.
It's more than just catchy tunes, as we're about to find out.
Right.
We're going to explore the surprising ways music impacts our health and well-being. And we're using a fascinating article from the Thriving Threads channel as our guide. It's called The Healing Power of Music, How It Impacts Our Health.
Okay.
Written by Mbenjin and published on November 19th, 2024.
Sounds good.
So it's hot off the press.
Cool.
I think it's easy to forget that music is like woven into, you know, the very fabric of human existence.
It is. Yeah.
It's not just something we enjoy. It's something that has shaped our cultures and traditions like for millennia.
It really has.
The article starts by taking us way back in time to ancient civilizations like the Egyptians and Greeks.
Okay.
They didn't just listen to music for fun. They used it for healing.
Yeah, that's right. The ancient Egyptians, they believed that the harp held special powers, and they used its harmonious sounds to restore balance and promote healing. And the Greeks, they were all about restoring harmony to both body and soul through music. Even Pythagoras, the famous mathematician, you know, believed that music's mathematical properties could directly influence human health.
So they weren't just talking about like feeling good. They believed that music could actually heal physical ailments.
Exactly. And this idea of music as medicine didn't fade away. You know, it's kind of pops up throughout history in healing traditions across the globe, from Native American ceremonies to the Indian concept of raga, which uses specific melodies to evoke emotions and influence well-being.
That's fascinating. But what about today? Does modern science back up these ancient beliefs?
Well, what's exciting is that modern research is starting to validate what these ancient cultures, you know, seem to understand intuitively. Our brains are wired to respond to music in really powerful ways. It's not just about, you know, tapping our feet. It's about triggering a cascade of effects throughout our entire system.
So what's happening in our brains when we listen to music?
Think of it like this music sets off fireworks in your brain.
Okay.
It activates multiple regions, including those responsible for emotions, memory, and movement. And when those areas light up, you know, our brains release neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. Those are the chemicals associated with mood regulation and that feel-good sensation.
So it's not just in our heads. There's a real chemical reaction happening.
Precisely. And those chemical changes have a ripple effect throughout the body.
Okay.
Take stress, for example. You know how calming music can help you unwind after a long day? Research shows that it can actually lower cortisol levels.
Okay.
Which is the hormone linked to stress.
Okay, that makes sense. But lower cortisol levels, what does that actually do for me?
Well, lower cortisol levels are a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They lead to improved immune function, reduced inflammation, and even lower blood pressure.
Wow.
We're not just talking about feeling better mentally, but tangible physical benefits too.
So music isn't just a nice to have. It's like a secret weapon for better health.
Let's call it a powerful tool in your arsenal. And stress management is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right?
Remember those neurotransmitters we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Those come into play with pain management too. Music can trigger the release of endorphins, your body's natural painkillers.
I've heard about endorphin rushes from exercise, but music can do that too.
Absolutely. It's why music is being explored as a potential tool for managing pain, especially for chronic conditions or post-surgery recovery. Imagine having a way to manage pain without relying solely on medication and their potential side effects.
That would be incredible. The article also mentions music therapy. What exactly is that? Is it just listening to like soothing music in a doctor's office?
It's much more than that. Music therapy is the formal practice of using music to address a variety of health needs. It involves working with certified professionals, music therapists, who are trained to use music in specific ways to achieve therapeutic goals.
So it's a personalized approach to harnessing the power of music.
Exactly.
Okay.
They might use active techniques, like having you play instruments or write songs, which can be incredibly therapeutic and allow for emotional expression. Or they might use receptive techniques where you listen to music and discuss how it makes you feel.
That's a lot more involved than I imagined. So music therapy, what sorts of things can it help with?
The article mentions its use in pain management, mental health, and even developmental disorders. It's a surprisingly versatile field. For instance, music therapy can help someone with chronic pain manage their discomfort by providing a distraction and promoting relaxation.
So it's not just about feeling happy, it's about addressing serious conditions. This is really eye-opening. What about its impact on mental health? We all know music can affect our moods, but can it actually improve mental well-being in a measurable way?
There is growing evidence to suggest that it can. Studies have shown that music can be incredibly effective in alleviating anxiety, depression, and stress. In fact, the article mentions a study from the Journal of Positive Psychology that found regular music listeners experienced increased positivity and reduced anxiety.
That's amazing. It's like music can actually rewire our brains to be happier. But how does it work? Is it just about listening to upbeat music?
It's more nuanced than that. Music seems to help us regulate our emotions and can even provide a sense of cathartic release, which can be incredibly helpful for managing depressive symptoms.
So we've covered music's impact on our mental state, stress levels, and even pain perception. Are there any physical benefits beyond pain relief? I mean, I love a good dance party, but does that actually count as exercise?
Well, dancing certainly can be exercise. But music's reach extends far beyond that.
Okay.
It can even boost our physical performance, especially during exercise.
No, that's something I can get behind. How does music make us better at working out?
Think about how a good beat can make you want to move. There's a reason for that. Music can increase motivation and endurance, helping you push through that extra rep or mile.
Yeah.
And it's not just about feeling good. Studies have shown that exercising in sync with music can actually improve stamina and performance.
So syncing our workouts to music isn't just about making exercise more fun. It can actually make us better athletes. But what about recovery? Can music help with that too?
Absolutely. Music can be a powerful tool for recovery from injuries and surgeries. Remember how we talked about music distracting from pain signals? That same principle applies here. Music can make the healing process more comfortable by helping patients relax and focus on something other than their discomfort. It can even help regulate breathing and heart rate.
This is incredible. So far, we focused on music's impact on individuals, but what about its role in our social lives and communities? Does music play a role there too?
That's a crucial aspect we can't overlook. Music acts as a powerful social glue connecting people across cultures and generations. It helps us build a sense of belonging and shared identity.
You mean like how everyone sings along at a concert or dances together at a party, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Think about the rituals and traditions that revolve around music. From communal singing and religious ceremonies to dancing at weddings and celebrations, music brings people together in powerful ways. And these shared musical experiences aren't just fun and entertaining. They're actually good for our health.
Wait, how so? Just being around other music lovers makes us healthier.
Research has shown that people who actively participate in musical activities with others, like singing in a choir or playing in a band, tend to have better mental and physical health.
So joining a community choir could be the key to a longer, healthier life. That's amazing. But why? What is it about music that creates such strong social bonds?
Well, there are a few factors at play. First, music provides a shared language that transcends cultural and linguistic barriers.
Yeah.
It allows us to connect with others on an emotional level, even if we don't speak the same language. It's like music creates an instant connection that words sometimes can't express.
That's a great point.
And second, music making often involves synchronized movement and coordination, which can create a sense of unity and togetherness.
Think about dancing together at a concert or clapping along to the beat of a song. It's like everyone is moving as one.
Right. And that sense of synchronized movement can actually trigger the release of endorphins, those feel-good chemicals we talked about earlier.
So it's not just the music itself that makes us feel good. It's the shared experience of making music with others.
That's a big part of it. And finally, music provides a sense of belonging and shared identity. When we sing or play music with others, we become part of something larger than ourselves.
It's like we're all part of the same orchestra, contributing our individual voices to create something beautiful and harmonious. And that feeling of belonging is crucial for our mental and emotional well-being. It gives us a sense of purpose and connection.
I love that analogy. It really highlights the importance of fostering these communal musical experiences in our lives.
So what advice would you give to someone who wants to incorporate more music into their life, not just for individual enjoyment, but for those social and health benefits we've been talking about?
Well, I think it's about finding opportunities to make music with others. You could be joining a choir, taking a group music class, attending a drumming circle, or even just jamming out with friends in your living room.
Even if you're not a professional musician, there are still ways to connect with others through music.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Try something new, experiment with the different genres, and be open to the unexpected connections you might make. It's all about embracing the joy and power of music as a shared experience.
That's great advice. And I think it leads perfectly into the next part of our discussion. Let's dive into the article's specific recommendations for incorporating music into everyday life and explore how you can tailor these strategies to fit your own needs and preferences.
That sounds like a plan. Let's take a deeper look at how you can personalize your musical journey for optimal well-being. You know, one of the things that really stood out to me in the article was the discussion of music therapy as a formal practice. It's not just about, you know, passively listening to music. It's about actively engaging with it under the guidance of a trained professional.
That's so interesting. I have to admit, I don't really know much about music therapy. What exactly does a session look like?
Well, as the article explains, it really depends on the individual's needs and goals. Music therapists are trained to assess those needs and tailor their approach accordingly.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing?
Not at all. Some sessions might involve active music making, like playing instruments, singing, or even songwriting.
Wow.
These activities can be incredibly therapeutic, allowing people to express themselves creatively and emotionally.
I can see how that would be really powerful, especially for people who have difficulty expressing themselves verbally. Are there other benefits besides emotional release?
Absolutely. Playing music can also help improve coordination, cognitive function, and even physical strength.
Wow.
It really is a holistic approach that engages both mind and body.
You mentioned receptive techniques earlier. What are those like?
Those involve listening to music and discussing its impact. The therapist might guide the listener through different pieces, exploring the emotions they evoke, the memories they trigger, or the thoughts they inspire. It's a bit like guided meditation, but with music as the focal point.
That sounds really intriguing. The article mentioned that music therapy can be used for a wide range of issues, from pain management to mental health and developmental disorders. It's amazing how versatile it is.
It really is. Think about how music can help someone with chronic pain manage their discomfort by providing a distraction and promoting relaxation, or how it can help someone with anxiety find a sense of calm and peace.
And for children with developmental disorders, music can be a powerful tool for communication and social interaction.
Exactly. Music therapy can help them develop their language skills, improve their motor coordination, and build social connections.
It's clear that music therapy has the potential to make a real difference in people's lives. But can anyone benefit from it, or do you need to have some kind of musical background?
That's the beauty of it. You don't have to be a musician to benefit from music therapy. It's accessible to people of all ages and abilities.
This deep dive has definitely piqued my interest in music therapy. I'm starting to see how it can be so much more than just a fun activity.
It's a powerful tool for healing and transformation. And as the field continues to grow and evolve, I'm excited to see how it will be used to improve people's lives in even more innovative ways.
As we're talking about the therapeutic benefits of music, I keep thinking about how music affects us on a more personal level.
Yeah.
It's not just about formal therapy sessions. It's about how music weaves its way into our everyday lives.
That's a great point. The article touches on the social and cultural aspects of music, and it's clear that music plays a vital role in our sense of belonging and community.
Think about the rituals and traditions that revolve around music. From communal singing and religious ceremonies to dancing at weddings and celebrations, music brings people together in such powerful ways.
It's true. And these shared musical experiences aren't just fun and entertaining. They're actually good for our health. Research has shown that people who actively participate in musical activities with others, like singing in a choir or playing in a band, tend to have better mental and physical health.
So joining a community choir could be the key to a longer, healthier life. But why? What is it about music that creates such strong social bonds?
There are a few factors at play. First, music provides a shared language that transcends cultural and linguistic barriers. It allows us to connect with others on an emotional level, even if we don't speak the same language. It's like music creates an instant connection that words sometimes can't express.
I love that. Music as a universal language. What else is going on?
Well, music making often involves synchronized movement and coordination, which can create a sense of unity and togetherness.
Think about dancing together at a concert or clapping along to the beat of a song. It's like everyone is moving as one.
Right. And that sense of synchronized movement can actually trigger the release of endorphins, those feel-good chemicals we talked about earlier.
So it's not just the music itself that makes us feel good. It's the shared experience of making music with others.
That's a big part of it. And finally, music provides a sense of belonging and shared identity. When we sing or play music with others, we become part of something larger than ourselves.
It's like we're all part of the same orchestra, contributing our individual voices to create something beautiful and harmonious. And that feeling of belonging is crucial for our mental and emotional well-being. It gives us a sense of purpose and connection.
I love that analogy. It really highlights the importance of fostering these communal musical experiences in our lives.
Okay, so let's say I want to experience these benefits for myself. What advice would you give to someone who wants to incorporate more music into their life, not just for individual enjoyment, but for those social and health benefits we've been talking about?
I think it's all about finding opportunities to make music with others. It could be joining a choir, taking a group music class, attending a drumming circle, or even just jamming out with friends in your living room. The key is to find something that feels fun and engaging for you.
I love that. It doesn't have to be complicated or require any special skills.
Exactly. Even if you're not a professional musician, there are still plenty of ways to connect with others through music. And don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Try something new, experiment with different genres, and be open to the unexpected connections you might make. It's all about embracing the joy and power of music as a shared experience.
This has been so eye-opening, but let's get practical.
Okay.
The article mentions some specific tips for incorporating music into daily life. Are there any that really resonated with you?
Absolutely. One of the simplest yet most powerful suggestions is to create tailored playlists for different activities.
Oh,
it's like having a soundtrack for your life. Need a boost of energy for your workout? Crank up an upbeat playlist. Trying to focus on work or studying? Put on some calming instrumental music.
It's like personalized mood enhancement. What about using music for relaxation and stress management?
The article highly recommends incorporating calming music into relaxation practices like meditation or yoga. And if you're feeling anxious or down, try listening to uplifting music to shift your mood. It's like having a personalized therapy session at your fingertips.
These are great tips. I'm already thinking about how I can use music more intentionally in my daily life.
That's fantastic. And remember, music can also be a powerful tool for addressing specific health challenges. For example, if you struggle with chronic pain or insomnia, there's evidence that music can help with those too.
So there's really a musical solution for just about everything.
Well, maybe not everything, but it's clear that music has a remarkable ability to influence our well-being in ways we're only beginning to understand.
I completely agree. This deep dive has definitely opened my eyes to the incredible power of music. It's so much more than just something that sounds good. It's a force that can heal, connect, and inspire us.
And as research continues, I'm sure we'll uncover even more amazing ways to harness music's potential for a healthier and happier life.
This conversation has been incredibly insightful. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on what you think is the most important takeaway from this exploration of music and well-being.
That's a great question. I think the most important takeaway is that music is not just a form of entertainment. It's a fundamental aspect of the human experience with profound potential to enhance our lives. Whether we're tapping into its ancient wisdom, exploring its modern applications in therapy, or simply enjoying a favorite tune, music has the power to heal, connect, and inspire us. Embrace it.
Beautifully said. I think that's the perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this sonic adventure. We hope you've discovered the amazing potential music holds to enhance your health and happiness. Until next time, keep the music playing.
This has been amazing, like a really amazing journey exploring the power of music. I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for something I thought I already knew pretty well.
It's amazing, isn't it? Music is often seen as just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so much more than that. It's this incredible force that can heal and connect and inspire us. And the evidence supporting its therapeutic power comes from both ancient wisdom and modern science, which I find fascinating.
It really is like those two worlds are coming together to reveal just how deep music's impact truly is. Our guide for this deep dive, the article from the Thriving Threads channel, concludes with a call for more research into the applications of music and health. It seems like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Absolutely. There's still so much to learn about how different types of music affect us, how music can be personalized for therapeutic purposes, and how technology can be used to enhance its healing power. Imagine a future where music is seamlessly integrated into healthcare, education, and even our homes.
It's an exciting vision. A future where music helps us live healthier, happier, and more connected lives. But we don't have to wait for some grand scientific breakthrough to start harnessing the power of music. We can take action today.
Exactly. We can make small, conscious choices to incorporate music into our daily routines. Put on some uplifting music when you're feeling down. Listen to calming melodies when you need to de-stress. Dance with your kids in the living room. Sing along to your favorite songs in the shower. These simple acts can have a profound impact on your well-being.
I love those suggestions. They're so easy to implement and can make a real difference. And for those looking for a more structured approach, the article suggests exploring music therapy. It's an option many people might not even know about.
That's right. Working with a certified music therapist can provide a personalized journey of healing and self-discovery through music. It's an investment in your health that can pay dividends for years to come.
This deep dive has truly been enlightening. We've uncovered music's ancient roots in healing, explored the science behind its effects on our minds and bodies, and discovered practical ways to incorporate music into our lives for greater well-being.
It's been a pleasure sharing this journey with you. As we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with one final thought. Music is a gift. Embrace its power to heal, connect, and inspire you.
Beautifully said. I think that's the perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this sonic adventure. We hope you've discovered the amazing potential music holds to enhance your health and happiness. Until next time, keep the music playing.